We are looking at Surah Hamim Sajdah. The opening verses paint a very powerful picture of an incident that took place, and what came to the fore is the impact that the Quran has on people's hearts, even if they don't believe. The verses were recited to Walid bin Utba, and after that he was a different man. The kuffar simply brushed it off by saying that Muhammad had put jadu on him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions, قُلَ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. Are you rejecting that being who created the earth in 2 days? وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادَ. And you ascribe partners with him. It's extremely surprising that you reject the oneness and the perfect attributes of your sustain of the worlds, and consider to be equal with him other creatures that do not even possess an iota of power. ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is the sustainer of the worlds. وَجَعَلَ فِيَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has placed weighty mountains upon it. وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا. And He has placed blessings therein. Various types of foods, trees, products, fruits, grains, animals come forth from the land. All these are part of the blessings. وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا قُوَاتَهَا. And Allah has apportioned therein its sustenance. That apportioned therein its sustenance means that the sustenance of those inhabiting the earth has been placed in the land in a particular way and based on the great wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا قُوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ. This was done in 4 days. All these tasks were complete in 4 days. The earth was created in 2 days. And then the apportioning of the sustenance, etc., was complete in 2 days. And if anyone poses a question or intends posing the question that why this amount of days or why that amount of days, it's obvious that the 4 days that I mentioned here are not the 4 days that we know. And this is because the existence of days cannot be imagined before the creation of the earth, the sun, etc. And we will have to then say that this refers to the extent of 4 days of that. It could be referred to the day regarding which Allah says, a single day by your sustain is equal to 1,000 years which you count. So we do not know the exact understanding of what is being referred to by 4 days. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then indicates, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَيَدُخَانٌ. Allah then ascended the sky while it was a smoke. Allah then created the sky, which at that time was extremely like smoke. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then divided the sky into 7 skies. فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِيَ اِئْتِيَا طَوْءًا أَوْ كَرْهَا. And Allah then instructed the earth and the sky, come both of you either willingly or forcefully, unwillingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that this world be inhabited through close harmony between the earth and the sky. And this is why Allah had put the system of getting these two together. They both got together naturally from the sky. The rays of the sun come down. Heat generated. Water, vapor rises up. The process of condensation takes place. Water come down in the form of rain, through which various things begin growing on the earth. So that is why the sky and the earth come together and operate very closely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then ends of the verse saying, قَالَتَا أَتَيْنَا طَاعِينَ. They said, we have come willingly. فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبَى سَمَاوَاتِ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. Allah then decreed that they become 7 heavens in 2 days. وَأُحَا فِي كُلِّ سَمَاءٍ أَمْرَهَا. So 4 days were for the creation of the earth, 2 days for the heaven, thus totaling 6 days. And this is clearly stated in Surah Al-A'raf, that 6 days. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we send down to each heaven its task. And from amongst the ma'aruf ahadith which state that from the universe such and such things were created on such and such day, so much so that Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah has stated that from Sayyidina Abu Huraira, which is narrated in Sahih al-Muslim, and he has narrated that وَهُوَ مِنْ غَرَائِبِ السَّحِيحِ. He says that these ahadith, we cannot say much about these ahadith. Imam Muslim has on his own recorded it, yet it is not backed up by Sahih al-Bukhari. And from the present verse of the Quran, and also from verse number 29 of Surah Baqarah, which is stated that Allah then turned towards the heavens and formed seven heavens, it becomes obvious that seven heavens were created after the creation of the earth. And on the other hand, from verse number 30 of Surah An-Nazi'at, and the earth, وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا, it appears that the earth was spread out after the heavens. So there seems to be an apparent contradiction in these verses. And Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah has taken the explanation of Allama Andalusi, and he said that it does not necessarily mean that the words then and after that be used to show sequence of time. It's possible that they're used to show sequence in the narrative or sequence in degree. For example, in the verse there, that then there were amongst the believers those who stress each other with forbearance and stress each other with companions. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْسَوَرِ. Both these meanings are considered. So, these are academic discussions on the sequence of how things had unfolded at that time. And the point that can be taken from this is that much of what is discussed is from the allegorical aspects with regards to the Quran, that we cannot fully comprehend what is the message that is being put forth. And we take it at its literal sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَزَيِّنَ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا. Allah had beautified the adorned the lowest heaven with the lights, and He made them secure. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. This is the decree of the mighty and the all-knowing. It seems that the stars are fixed and embedded in the sky, and how beautiful the sky appears at night through these natural lamps. Allah made them so secure that no one can reach them. The angels are guarding them with all their might, and no power can interfere with this absolute system because it's created and maintained by the all-powerful, all-knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.